The launch of the 3G mobile phone and data network in Australia 20 years ago marked the end of its operational life. The big telecoms firms are getting ready to shut down their 3G networks, with Vodafone taking the lead on December 15 and Telstra following on June 30, 2024, before Optus in September. If you just purchased a mobile device, it's possible that you are already linked to the current generation 5G network. Even 4G devices typically offer dependable coverage, with the exception of sporadic signal poor locations. Peter Biantes says, however, many who are still using phones and devices from the early 2000s may be concerned about how this change will affect their antiquated equipment. What is 3G? The third generation of international telecommunications networks is known as the 3G mobile network. A new generation is released roughly every 10 years, which is why the 3G network was replaced by the 4G network and then the current 5G network. This development may be traced back to the first analog 1G network from the beginning of the 1980s. According to Peter Biantes, in technical terms, 3G networks facilitate data transfer at a minimum rate of 144 kilobits per second, kbps, while 4G offers speeds of around 30 megabits per second, mbps, and the current 5G achieves about 50 megabits per second. How many devices still rely on 3G? There are still an estimated 2 to 3 million devices in Australia that rely on the 3G network. According to Anthony Petz, sales director at M2M Connectivity, all 3G-dependent services and equipment will stop working once the 3G signal is lost. This includes systems like flood monitoring in rural areas, ambulance GPS, safety devices in care homes, and even traffic signals. As a result, some businesses need to make the switch before the 3G network is shut down by their preferred telecommunications supplier. This circumstance also suggests that a large number of Australians who haven't upgraded their gadgets in close to two decades may need to embrace technological innovation and convert to a new 5G device. What are the telecommunications companies stating? The first company to turn off its 3G network will be Vodafone. They alert clients on their website and mention that shutdowns of this nature have happened in the past, such as when moving from the 2G network. According to a statement from Vodafone, their right to use the 3G spectrum will expire in the middle of 2024. Vodafone wants to make sure that customers are properly informed and to support those in need, notwithstanding the fact that the majority of customers rarely use 3G, says Peter Biantes. The major telecoms provider in Australia, Telstra, stopped offering 3G service on June 30. Telstra plans to repurpose the 850 MHz airwaves now reserved for 3G coverage to enable its 5G deployment as users migrate from 3G to newer technologies.